Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it sure as hell is. No, it ain't. It isn't Weasel Wednesday. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, which plays right in, right? It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 13th day of September, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it feels like fall. I haven't got to go outside and look and see how much smoke there is, but I'm sure there's some out there. You get a choke on that until the goddamn snow flies. That being said, let's see. Well, we might see what the hell we're going to talk about here today. We're going to start off with Turkey sends troops, tanks to Syria's Idlib to deter an offensive. Oh, Turkey's trying to get back in the game. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Turkey sends troops, tanks to Syria's Idlib. To deter an offensive. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, you know, we're getting ready to send our own troops over there because, well, goddammit, Al-Qaeda cannot be defeated in Syria. They were there to overthrow the Assad government for the Jews, for the people they work for. You know, the Jews and the Americans. This is from Anti-War. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And things like, Turkey, I mean, I think they're the most foolish bunch out there. Because they keep thinking they got a deal and they keep getting screwed over here. I mean, they're taking Turkey. They're taking your country, Turkey. Make no mistake about it. It's Syria. And then it's Lebanon. And then it's Jordan. Oh, Jordan thinks they have a deal too. It's Jordan and then it's Iran and then it's Turkey. They're going to fuck you. But, I mean, maybe you're trying to get back in their good graces. Let's hear. Turkish officials announced Wednesday that they sent hundreds of additional special forces along with tanks, armored vehicles, and other equipment across the border into Syria's Idlib province. They are intended to reinforce Turkish military posts in northern Syria. Turkish military posts in northern... What's Turkey's doing with military posts in Syria? Well, what's going on here? Turkish officials say that the intention is to deter the Syrian military from launching an offensive against the Idlib province, which is under the control of various Islamic rebel factions, the largest of which being Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's Nusra Front. Hey, man, I mean, there are people right now doing a hard time in federal prisons, isn't there, over aiding Al-Qaeda? Geez, isn't that why we attacked Afghanistan? Because they were letting Al-Qaeda train in their country? You know Al-Qaeda? Turkey is aligned with some of these fighters in supporting regime change in Syria, and that's what it's always been about. It was going over there, we were going to get the ISIS. We were going to get Al-Qaeda! Kill them damn bastards off that blew up them towers. We were going to get them son of a bitches. We were going to erase them from the earth. We're going to get Al-Qaeda, who turned into ISIS. How many young people walking around, well, not walking around, hobbling around in wheelchairs, legs blown off and everything over this horse shit? Which is, I mean, fighters in supporting the regime change, because that's what it was always about, was regime change. The Jews decided they want a different setup because they weren't getting to steal every bit of the goddamn resources, and they wanted to kill off anybody that would get in their goddamn way. Just like Gaddafi. Just like, Jose Mubarak, over there in Egypt. Go ahead.
That's what they said. The price is right, remember?
The price is right, brother. And I heard that Trump was talking the other day. We could still go and take Iraq's oil away from him. Well, you already ran a pipeline to Egypt. To Israel. So they're getting the oil anyway. I mean, good God, people. How can, I mean.
The last thing Turkey wants to do is fucking go over there and do this bullshit. They're being told to. I guarantee you, the leader of Turkey, that's the last thing he wants to do, Henry, is go over there and do this shit.
Not really, dude, because, I mean, there are parts in southern Turkey, contested areas. You know, it's just like in Iraq with, what the hell's the name of that other faction? There's all these factions are in these countries. And they've been fighting over territory this way and fighting over territory that way. They've been made a big promise by Donald the Trumpy, because it's going to, I mean, the last few days, people have been going, what? We're sending our people, we're sending our army to kill, to help Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Trump has, you know, got the Trump card. The son of a bitch is bribing, telling Turkey, no F-16s if you don't go. I mean, you know.
No F-16s. What they're telling Turkey is Turkey had figured out that it was going to be Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iran, and then Turkey. And Turkey thinks they can make a deal with these goddamn, these psychotic Zionist Jew pedophile pieces of shit. They think they got him a deal. Well, stick to it, Turkey. I wish you the best of luck. We've had really good luck over here dealing with these son of a bitches. In addition to boosting their direct military presence in Idlib, Turkey has also sent a large amount of additional weapons and ammunition for the rebels to use for Al-Qaeda. Remember, we were going there. Why were our troops, did we even go into Syria? To get rid of ISIS, which was Al-Qaeda's other name. Remember, they changed to ISIS and then Nusra and then Daesh and all these fucking names. But I think it's Al-Qaeda. You know the ones that supposedly blew up your World Trade Center? That killed all your people in Iraq? $2 trillion worth of your wealth? It was, look, I mean, I got, the shout had to be going across the land. I mean, how could anybody who wanted to claim any kind of credibility not say, well, you know, that is Al-Qaeda that we're going over there to save? I mean, this is, when Corky talked about this, he said, that's their employees. And if they let them get slaughtered and wiped out there, man, they're not going to be able to get them to go in and foster any more civil war because the people don't want their governments that they elected anymore. Jiminy crickets. Idlib and neighboring areas are the last major rebel enclave inside Syria. For Syria to recover the territory would effectively end the war. And there would be no conquest of Syria, and its trees, and its water, and then on into Lebanon, and then on into Jordan, and then on into Iran. This is fuck everything. If this is going down, you know, we had the thing where they were supposed to release the false flag gas attack yesterday. And it just, I mean, there's still enough of the internet left, I guess, until it got out there man, goddamn, this is pretty goddamn blatant, guys. I mean, boy, I mean, they know we're getting ready to send their children over to defend Al Qaeda. Remember when the buildings came down and everybody went to enlist to go get that goddamn Al Qaeda? Destroy them. Wipe them from the face of the planet. And Syria's getting ready to finish them off here. And, well, they couldn't get our guy, but I guarantee you all this is going to be financed by you. Even if they have to send in, again, proxy army from fucking Turkey to do the goddamn fighting and stuff to hold. Because the Jews are saying, no! We want that timber. We want all of Syria. This is ours. It's ours! Get people dying. Get them killing now. Right now we want it. I guarantee you that phosphorus, the bombs that we seen the other day, came out of goddamn Israeli jets. This is so goddamn blatant. What the hell can you say about it? But I guess we just sit here and we just keep it just like everything else around us. We just keep enduring this shit as long as we will. Would effectively end the war. God, wouldn't that be a shame? And then all the refugees could go home. Oh, poor Europe. Though doing so is likely to take a major offensive. Yeah, I mean, it ain't going to happen. If they're willing to do this and pump this and put this shit right in front of your face, it is not going to fucking happen. Right now, it's setting in it's just like when they tried to get Obama to deliver the first love missiles. It is not going to happen. I can see Netanyahu. I've told you. Syria. You're going to take Syria. I mean, see, they got Egypt through their, you know, they call it the Arab Spring. I love the way they come up with this shit. Where you buy a bunch of mercenaries. Al-Qaeda. And send them into people's countries, and then it was Libya, because they had the misfortune of finding an oil field off the Tripoli coast. And then it was supposed to be Syria. And by whether they knew it or not, even after Syria, Lebanon would have been next. They would have done, they used some gas or something. They're doing something bad. And then Jordan, we caught them helping smuggle guns through their territories, man. Jordan's next. And God, and Iran's behind it all. And the Russia, you know that. Everybody knows that. This is so fucking blatant. I mean, please. You Trump lovers. Tell me about this. Tell me about us going and defending Al-Qaeda. Remember George Bush up there? Al-Qaeda. 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 Syrian and Russian planes have been conducting airstrikes along the outskirts, trying to soften up defenses before a ground invasion. There is no timetable for such an invasion. And not until you get, until it cannot be accomplished. I mean, these people, look at what Syria had to do. That was their elected goddamn government, and the government stood. I mean, that guy, Assad, you got to give that guy some credit. You know, he's a piece of shit. Because he is the leader of Syria, any goddamn leader of any government on this planet is a piece of shit. But he also, you know, during the, when we were, committing genocide on the Iraqi people, that's where most of the torture facilities were. Where they went and tortured people. I mean, we had Abu Ghraib, you know, you knew that one. They got caught with that one. But hell, they had him in Syria. They had him in Poland. This is the one world corporate mafia at work here, people. Even if there is only 70,000 of them, and the Syrian army's getting ready to get rid of them, although they're not Al Qaeda, they're rebels, they're freedom fighting rebels. They were fighting for freedom the day we all know that the false flag, 9/11 was a false flag now, don't we? I think this is all one big fucking money game, don't you? Money and gaining wealth and real estate. That's what this is about. I love this one here. Administration announces plan to streamline oil and gas extractions in national forests. We're going to be getting our annuity checks now, people. They're going to be sending us money in the mail, right? Because they're getting ready to come and tap into our resources. And they're going to be, let's just play the game. Let's just play the game a little bit because we have to have a conversation.
Okay, you know, that's an oil spill in the middle of my God, these people are fucking crazy, man.
It's all fucking crazy. The Forest Service plans to submit a rule that would make it easier to explore oil and gas drilling as well as mineral mining in national forests. And I'm telling you people, thou thong thong, just like in West Virginia. Who's going to be coming to get these goddamn raw resource specs? Listen to what, here, you got to listen to their little story they're going to tell you here while they're fucking you, okay? The Department of Agriculture, USDA, which oversees the Forest Service, is planning to revise the contents of the agency's oil and gas resources regulations, according to one advance notice of proposed rulemaking submitted to the Federal Registry on Wednesday. We're making rules. So we're making rules to give your resources away to fucking foreigners, because we've already made huge loans. We've already took the money for it. And now we got to deliver the goods. It's just like out there in goddamn Bunkerville. They already took the money for it. You seen what happened to, what the hell is his name? That little weasel son of a bitch from Nevada. What was his name, Mark?
Reed?
Yeah, Harry Reed. When Big Lou Wang went over and beat the shit out of him and said, you didn't deliver the goods, boy. That's what this is all about. This is about delivering the goods. They've already been handed the cash in advance. For your goddamn resources by the Chinese. The new rule would aim to streamline procedural requirements for oil and gas leasing and extraction from the 154 national forests and 20 grasslands managed by the Forest Service. Oil and gas is currently being developed on 44 national forests and grasslands. And like I said, $15 a barrel, people. And now, and then you go down and you buy the gas for $3.12 still a gallon here. As they got rid of that, that law that said they couldn't export your crude oil. That's the whole thing. That's what you want to destroy a country. It don't matter how rich you are in resource. Get rid of the fucking manufacturing. Instead of sending, finished products, you just send the raw fucking materials. And let the people starve the people down. Keep pumping them across the border. Push the wages down. Make a slave state. That is what this is. And this is the cashing out of America. They bankrupted us in 2008. $21 trillion stolen. They'll tell you. It's gone. We don't know what happened to it or who got it, but it's gone. And it's got to be made up by you. We're going to have to give the communist Chinese a bunch of your gas. Well, let's go on and see. Let's look at some more of this. It is in the national interest to promote clean and safe development of our nation's vast energy resources. Wait a minute. God damn, I wish I remembered to put my waders on because now I got shit clear up to my goddamn knees. I mean, what a fucking statement, huh? What a statement. It is in the national interest to promote clean and safe development of our nation's vast energy resources. You are becoming the number one exporter of crude oil. Nation's vast, clean and safe development. Development means they take it out of the fucking ground. The Chinese already own it. And they take it out of the ground and they take it over and put it on ships and it's taken to China where they do the refining and everything. They get it for $15 a barrel. And then when the price, you see, that's what always, these lease things, because it's a lease thing, but a big important government leasing your properties don't belong to them. They have no goddamn authority They are completely a rogue, occupation in your country at this point in the fucking ballgame. But they're writing out leases. They're writing out leases. I bet you there's going to be a lot of bong, bong, dong, ding, names that you and I can't spell or say on those goddamn leases. It's in the national interest to promote clean and safe development of our nation's vast energy resources. Then why are we so fucking poor? Why is 100 million of our people living in poverty in this goddamn country with our vast energy resources? They've already got the money for it, people. They already taken that and they're doing things in other countries with it. They're stealing somewhere else using that wealth. And this here is just, like I said, when they didn't come through in Bunkerville, you seen what happened to Harry Reid. These are gangsters. This is the international corporate mafia. While at the same time avoiding regulatory burdens that unnecessarily encumber energy production, because it's all this country. I mean, this is of for and by the industry. That is collectivism. Just like communism. We're giving you kind of a nice mix of communism and fascism. Took the best elements of both that fucked the people the hardest and kind of combined them and called it democracy when we're supposed to be living in a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. Promoting energy independence. Our nation's vast energies, while at the same time avoiding regulatory burdens unnecessarily encumber energy production, constrain economic growth. For who? Our people getting poor. We talked about the steel workers getting ready to sue because all the tons of money that is dumped was dumped to the filthy fucking rich. Oh, and none of it trickled down to them. It was straight up scam. Go ahead.
That's why I don't owe them shit.
No, you don't, brother.
Because they lied to us. They lied to us, and I don't live in a democracy. I live in a republic, as you said.
Goddamn right. We so owe they them.
Got
they
bullets. I got bullets if they want to play games, man. I'm going to IOUs. Yeah, IOU with bullets.
You goddamn right.
Because I was lied in the system, so.
Lied to, defrauded. I mean, goddamn name it. They never had no authority to hand our country over to these fucking foreigners. They never had no authority to hand it over to their goddamn good buddies at the Masonic Lodge. If it belonged to each and every American equally, that it had to, didn't it? But then now today they have no problem talking about, well, there's that ruling class out there. And actually they own the country and you get to work for them. It was that ruling class that went out there and bled and fought and killed to get this country. You see, it was that ruling class. That's why everything's theirs. That's why they go and they made sure that just certain people that were a part of the Masonic dirty church cabal across this country, that's how the land was doled out and the wealth was doled out. Everybody else, you can work for these elitist son of a bitches, you see. But that Bill of Rights says otherwise. That Bill of Rights says that I am the sovereign of this country. The crown heads of Europe do not stand above me. And surely, no son of a bitchin' employee, pissant peon in Washington, D.C. that I hired, they were hired to protect us from this. Boy, was that a scam. And the Bill of Rights was put in place to make sure they could never do anything else but protect it. But now that the Bill of Rights has been removed, well, hey. I guess we have a ruling class that owns everything. Hey, you know what? They're opening up development of our resources. Yeah, I mean, let's go on. Let's follow this a little bit further. We can do it. It is in the national interest, encumber energy. The rule follows an earlier Trump executive order labeled promoting energy independence and economic growth. Energy independence. You're becoming the world's number one exporter of raw crude. How is that energy independence? How is that independence? I mean, you know, the whole scam for so many years from ripping us off the pumps and stealing, you know, God, they have to steal our life's time down to the minimum. When you do the last equation after your death, you work for slave fodder because they stole everything else that was fucking supposed to be yours, everything else that you created. Economic growth, Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zink. The Interior Department, huh? The Interior, they're the ones that can create countries inside of a country, come to find out. They must be some real fucking serious ruling elite, huh? The ones, God damn them. Similarly, go ahead.
How the hell can Trump just say, okay, well, we're going to open up the forest? I mean, you know, Jesus, is there such a thing as states' rights anymore, for crying out loud? I mean,
the states, no, he's already made his deals with them. Didn't you hear the article yesterday? I mean, the states, see, that's what it is. That was the whole problem in the beginning. And Hillary Clinton, she made her deals with the international communists. And see, it's just like, I don't know if you ever watched the movie Casino, but you know, when they got in trouble there, you know, the Jews came down and they created Las Vegas, this big money mogul thing, but they always had to have the local commissioners, you know, the good old boys, the Masonic dirty church cabal. And that's what finally fucked them, because they fucked those guys over. So now what all Trump is doing is coming back and goes, hey, we're all right, guys, and we're going to get your cut of the graph. Just let us steal the people's resources. You're going to get your kickbacks from now on. We're not these international communists. We're fucking Fabian socialists, and we're in this country to cash her out. But you're getting your share. You're getting your cut, and that's what all you have to worry about. And then they got the locals on board from the bottom up. The rule follows earlier order labeled promoting energy independence and economic growth. Interior Department Secretary Zink similarly referenced the executive order in a previous announcement that the agency is looking to expand offshore drilling lease sales. And the USDA rule clearly states that by eliminating the regulatory burdens, fossil fuel extraction could be done more quickly, because I'm telling you what, they're running out of fucking time. They are stealing hand over fist. I've told you people since we started doing this broadcast, the billions by the billions. Right now it's going out of your ports, raw materials that belong to you. The wealth of your fucking country is being stolen from you. While you're watching it wasn't Trump that was involved with the Russian election thing. It was Hillary. And Hillary was the one that was causing this and playing this fucking game that only a goddamn autistic retard could ever fucking entertain as any kind of a believable line of bullshit. While they're hauling it off, right in front of you. They put it in the goddamn paper. We read it the other day. West Virginia, the Chinese coming in to get the gas over there. Who in the hell you think's going to get this? They've already made the goddamn deals. That's why when something goes sour, like it did there at Bunkerville, somebody like Harry Reid, a rubber band snapped and about fucking broke his body in two, huh? I think that was Big Liu Chang. Big Liu Chang had to have a fucking talk with him. See, this is what happens when you fucking cross us. Cause this is international corporate mafia, and they're stealing your country right off and under you as they've removed your goddamn Bill of Rights. See, they have to remove the Bill of Rights before they can steal it, because it all goes together. Because they have taken what is ours without due process of the law. And I don't care what nobody tells you. If the goddamn United States of America doesn't belong to the people of the United States of America, well then, it must belong to somebody else, and maybe it's that ruling class, or it's them, excuse me. It must belong to that ruling class. It's called, capitalism. And those capitalists, they own everything. Just somehow, when the wars were all done, and all the bleeding was done, the fighting was done, we were all standing there together. We won it. It was ours. And that's why that Bill of Rights was put in place, so that a handful of these fucking carpetbaggers couldn't steal the whole goddamn Marianne from the people. Everything, this right here, what they're doing here, what they've done up to this point, all of our resources that have been ripped out of this country, it's all a fraud. And that's why we have to be eliminated. And they can't get her done. They can't get the largest army to ever exist on this planet. Our largest armed force to ever exist on this fucking planet. And see, that's the big fucking problem. But they have to go forward. The Jews are saying, go forward. The gooks are saying, hey, Trumpy, how would you like to look like old Harry Reid, you son of a bitch? You better get your shit moving. Because we whack your ass. We'll be right back.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time, and that course was Kid Rock with Born Free, and none of us were. Not in my generation. Thought we were. The lie, the big frickin' lie. And now we're at the end, they're playing the end game here. I'm telling you, with this thing in Syria, you know, sending them Turkish troops, they're saying, God damn, this shit, with a 100-year anniversary went by. And this shit was supposed to have been accomplished. And they have put new management into place, and this management better fucking perform. And all you're doing here, seeing here is, you know, like we told you before, the communists came in because they removed the Bill of Rights, they removed the common law, they removed all the fucking law from this country and made it international lawyer, attorney, twister, whatever they say it is, law, whoever's got the biggest guns. And just like the international court, where we're getting that international court, if they're going to prosecute us, well, it don't exist no more. Well, ain't that something? Just like our common law courts, huh? But all this is them hijacking it back away from the goddamn communists. This is why Hillary ain't going to jail. That's why none of that gang is going to jail. Hell, if they all sat up there and told what each of them, everybody, if they told just what we're telling you right here, and this is the truth of what's really going on. Goddamn, the ropes and people just come with their bare hands and kill them. The intent is the potential changes would be to decrease permitting times by removing regulatory burdens that unnecessarily encumber energy production. These potential changes would promote domestic oil and gas production by allowing industry to begin production more quickly, the notice reads. And I'll tell you what production is. That's drilling the fucking hole in the ground, pumping out your goddamn resource, taking it over to a ship and taking it to China. That's your production. Just like it is over in Africa. You know, the guy, they go out and they dig their diamonds out and they hand them over to the International Monetary Fund. That's production. And they get a bowl of food for fucking doing it for their goddamn diamonds. Just like they've done every country on this goddamn planet. And they're doing it to us right in our fucking face. And you'll hear people go, yeah, Trump, we're going to get a job thing. A job thing. That's what it is. It's a job thing. Also Wednesday, USDA submitted another advance rule notice on mineral extraction in Forest Service lands. What? You mean where they pay $157 to take out millions of, I mean, the Chinese pay nothing for hauling out tons of our gold? Land that aims to, Forest Service land that aims to make it easier to process requests to make key minerals in, to mine key minerals, including gold, zinc, and come on, you guys know the third one, uranium. You see it's a typical mafia. I mean, the Clinton gang, they were just getting too goddamn greedy. I mean, they were stealing too much from the Jews. They were skimming too much off the top. That's why you got the new management in here. That's why you had the Arab Spring. Everybody, the old schoolers, they were skimming. They were taking too much for themselves. They weren't handing it over to the Jews as quick, and they weren't exterminating the people as quick as they were supposed to be. So we put in new management across the board. Only old Assad boy, he dug his heels in. He's the only one that they haven't managed to replace. And the replacement of Hillary was just like the replacement of Assad. It was a regime. It would be like the in Saudi Arabia, you know, that when the king dies and then the king's son, you know, this son or that son takes over. That's all in the fuck this is, people. They're stealing from you. We live like goddamn like shit in the richest country on planet Earth, and it fucking belongs to us. That's why. You know, it's what's beautiful part about it. You know, they'll come up and charge it, talk about all the Hillary's crimes and selling our uranium to the Russians. And well, let's look at this uranium thing. The changes closely follows recommendations from a 1999 National Research Council report and 2016 Government Accountability Report that suggests ways to streamline communications across the agency to get the goddamn resources out of this country before the fucking people rise up. They're trying to, they are working overtime 24 hours a day with slave labor, stealing your goddamn resources, people. We're a rich people, and we're being ripped off. Why the hell do you think that the goddamn Arabs over there, every one of them's fighting, another one fighting? Because they know what's being stole from them, at least. At least they'll fight for their shit. Increasing the consistency of the agencies producers and rules would benefit persons who conduct locatable minimal operations on public lands managed by the Bureau of Land Management. You know, that private corporation out of Costa Rica, as well as National Forest System lands managed by the Forest Service. They're managing to steal every goddamn thing you own and leave you a fucking pauper. That is the intent, a slave pauper at their feet. The aim of the change, according to the notice, is to increase mineral prospectors' interest in mining on forest land. Russians. This change should enhance operators' interest in and willingness to conduct exploratory operations on national forest system lands. But hey, man, I better not go out there. I better not step on a fucking pine needle. I'll upset the ecology. You know, you better pay a big goddamn tax to take your canoe to a lake, or a goddamn microbe might get off in it. But hey, man, these guys want to go in and start ripping shit apart, man, ripping the forest apart. Hey, they're foreigners. It's Chinese, just like in West Virginia, I guarantee you. Lands and ultimately increase the production of critical minerals consistent with both of these sections of the executive order. The notice reads, Republicans and administration officials have supported increased mineral extraction on public lands, arguing that the U.S. could strengthen its reserves of key minerals, including the highly controversial uranium. Now, they have already shown you, even on the mainstream propaganda, that they have been selling it against this law. What law? There is no law. To places like China, they're just selling it. Who's got bucks? That's who's getting it. I mean, complete, total mafia crime. That's all it is, people. That's who's running your country. A mafia. That's who's running the world. A mafia. At the top is the top Don Mafia, tip of the pyramid. House Natural Resources Chairman Bob Bishop wrote a letter to Zinke, USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue, last September, urging them to consider expanding mineral extraction on public lands and national forests, writing, unfortunately, under the prior administration, mineral access on federal land was regularly and systematically blocked, harming our nation's economic and strategic potential. It was blocked because there was deals being made. It's just like Hillary Clinton, you know, it just happened, you know, $100 million the Russians just gave to the Clinton Foundation, and then things started to move. You see that they got too fucking greedy. The Jews don't want to make sure that they get every fucking nickel of it, man. They don't. I mean, not that we, the people who own it, we're ever going to get a nickel of it, but the thieves among themselves. You've watched the old mafia movies where they catch the guy skimming and scamming, and a whole bunch of them. They come in one day and they wipe them all out and put in a new crew because they're stealing from the stealing thieves. Tyler McKinnon, public lands campaigner at the Center for Biological Diversity, called the plan. Rule changes appalling. Yeah, this is the other side. This is the communists, because this isn't going. The money isn't going to go to their international communist coffers, you know, to further destroy this country and bring us under international world communism. Because hey, the Trump team, you know, this new gang that has been put in place, they're doing a much more efficient job. And you heard Huckabee. I mean, I read the article to you where he said that Donald Trump, he's going to build in that new world order, ain't he? And he's doing it, man, right there. And the plods aren't what they are. I've seen the camera angles go tight. I listen to the crowds. There ain't no big crowds around anymore. They know they're running out of fucking time, people. They know that the people just, I mean, you can tell somebody, you can sit there and tell somebody who ain't ate for 3 days, you're not hungry, you're full, God, you're gluttonous, you're overweight, you eat, and you're sitting there, your fucking stomach's growling, and pretty soon even the dumbest of the dumb retards go, he's lying to me, I'm hungry. This is how pathetic this is. This is how far it has gone. These appalling Trump administration proposals would ramp up fracking and mining, damage to the public lands and wildlife. But see, the public lands, see, when the Forest Service first took over, because it was a good thing, they were going to preserve it, so that it would be just like it was for you, for your children, as it was for you. And now you see, like, just like I was talking about those roads over there on the other side where they're ripping, where I used to hunt, ripped it apart. They've ripped that son of a bitch apart. But they keep telling us that we don't have enough people here to do the jobs that need to be done, but they keep pumping more people in and we keep needing to take up more of our space when Americans have had, the thing is that we haven't been having enough children to keep up with the needs of industry for their workers is what they're telling us. So they're bringing in all of these other people and they're the ones coming in for $5 an hour and taking out our resources and taking them to other countries. Well, this doesn't sound like a real good deal for you and me. That's all I'm trying to point out here. And, you know, fuck the environmentalists. Fuck them all. All it is control. I've told you people, you cannot have a free man without free land to stand upon. If they can regulate the land, they can regulate everything up on it, including the man. And if their regulations, they're telling you, fuck your Bill of Rights. You have no Bill of Rights. Our regulations are the law that you will be persecuted under. I think the goddamn message is pretty clear. I think we should wait 10 or 20 more years and plan a lot more and see if we can, before we try to fight this shit, don't you? I mean, 10 or 20 more years, they could have this goddamn country sucked fucking dry and have all the wealth stashed somewhere else around the goddamn world. We'd be just sitting here a bunch of fucking paupers with no way to do anything about it. Hell, we wouldn't be able to put together a war machine. All our resources are gone. These appalling Trump administration proposals would ramp up fracking, mining, damage to the public land. Oh yeah, it's going to rip shit apart. McKinnon said in a statement, our national forests matter more than, and that's what I'm saying here too. You know, it keeps getting more crowded and crowded, like the rents, you know, fucking the rent. It takes about everything you can put together just to pay goddamn rent. But as Americans, we haven't, our population has actually dropped. The people who own the fucking real estate. Yet we're paying more to foreigners because goddamn the Chinese have come in and bought up all of the real estate. We're renting from foreigners as Americans, paying more as there was less of us. And they're pumping more of these third world son of a bitches in here, more slaves in here to displace us. But the Forest Service is abdicating its mission to protect the wild places. That was it, too. It was to preserve it. But then they went from a policy. It's just like this goddamn smoke we're breathing. They changed policies, you see. They changed the policies from one of maintaining the lands and protecting the wild lands to one of, They incorporated it to the maximum yield production of the lands for the people. Because this is all for you and me, don't you know? This is so they can get put in more communist schools. You know, if I had my annuity check and I was getting these big bucks in the mail, first thing I'd want to do is hand it over and tell them I want some more of these schools where they're teaching the children pedophilia at kindergarten age. And you can be a boy or girl or anything in between. That's who I'd give my money to. That's who would have my support and my backing. That's who would exist or who would not exist if the people had control of the goddamn, the resource, what belongs to them. Make no mistake. Report, illegal alien accused of murdering Molly Tibbetts is given $5,000 in taxpayer money to fight charges. Now, it was just a couple of years ago in Connecticut where they were going to completely do away with the public defenders and everything. You were just going to come in, you just pled, and they just told you no jury, no nothing. They just said they're going to do it. Why? We can't afford it. We can't afford it for you Americans who there are less of. That's what I keep coming back to here. They're telling us you guys didn't reproduce because we told you they have to, you know, this world population problem. While Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala, where these people are just fucking like jackrabbits, man, and pumping out kids that are going to come in to displace, well, your children and take their goddamn, their heritage and their goddamn country away from them. Well, you should do the right thing and do the correct thing. But there's less of us. If there's less of us, now, if we're the Americans that own it, my point is, if there's less of us, shouldn't we have more? Not less, way less? Because, oh, man, yeah, we do, because, man, All that fucking going on down there in Honduras and all that fucking going on down there in El Salvador and Guatemala, that's producing children and they're bringing up here. That's for us to, these are your replacement. You're going to pay from the cradle. You're going to pay for all their medical and they're going to get the best. And while you can drop dead for all they care because you hold the paper on, you hold the paper that proves the fraud. That is the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, everything that all this shit that has been done is a taking from the American national. It is an absolute taking from the American national. How can there be less of us, less people with this bit, with more resource being taken out and those less people having less unless it's somebody else is getting it? What do you think, people? So you're gonna pay to raise the rabbit production from the southern central America. You're gonna pay to displace your children and put them down to the level of a third world piece of shit. So they're competing with a third world piece of shit for a, just like the Africans do over there, you know, competing to see who gets to go dig the diamonds out and hand them over to the IMF. Who gets to eat dinner tonight? That is what they're doing. The illegal alien charged with murdering 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts has reportedly been granted $5,000 in American taxpayer dollars to fight the first-degree murder charges against him. Last month, law enforcement officials announced that Tibbetts' body was found in a cornfield in her rural hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa, after she was last seen jogging on July 18th. Illegal alien Christian Bihena Rivera, a 24-year-old from Mexico, has been charged with first-degree murder in Tibbetts' death after police say he admitted to confronting and chasing down the young woman. The illegal alien lived in a region of Iowa that was surrounded by sanctuary cities, international communists. As Breitbart News noted, and don't you think that no matter what kind of games these Trumpers are playing, they do not want one fucking one of these goddamn slave laborers removed from this country. They want us to be slave laborers. They want us dead. See, that 75% is the threat because we still hold the paperwork that shows that they have committed fraud. Everything they've stolen, it is stolen property. And stolen property is recoverable. There is no statute of limitations on fraud and nowhere, I mean, and fuck the world anyway. We have a nuclear arsenal. They know what they've done. But the thing is, instead of even trying to back away or hide from it, they're going for it. They're going for the gusto. They're going to get every goddamn thing they can. And in the meantime, they're getting ready. They're agitating this way. Antifa and over here and the communists over here. See what they're doing? They're stealing the land. It should belong to them. Fuck you, communists. And over here on this side, it's them kids. You know, it's the communists and it should be under the control of the local people. You know, the local, good old boy Masonic, dirty church cabal that fucked us out of it since the beginning of this country. It should be theirs. And you and I. You and I, who they've stolen it from, who's had everything stolen from us, we're supposed to pick one of their sides and kill one another down to a manageable level so that when they come in, when they've come in to took the last, when we finally realize what they have stolen from us, there won't be enough of us left to do anything about it. And that is the goddamn truth. And here you have it, man. I'm telling you, you guys know the treatment you get in the courts. But boy, you're not somebody from Mexico who murdered a woman. And everybody knows illegally here and murdered a woman. You need, how much do you need? What was this prick's name? Christian. How much do you need, Christian? We're going to take care of you. We need you. You are serving a purpose, and that is to displace the American national till we can get them to the point of killing each other so that we can get rid of their asses because they can come out with that Bill of Rights, and under that Bill of Rights, it all belonged to them. It was all taken illegally. We had no authority to sell their country off and under them. Each one of them owned an individual portion of that country as real property. And it was not removed through any due process of law. It was removed through gangster fucking robbery. And they're doing it right now. As I'm talking to you people right now, they're loading ships with your God, the wealth of your country that are headed to China. And see, they sell it at a big discounted rate to the Chinese. That's why they make the Chinese more powerful in case they do have to have, in case we do come after them, they have somewhere to hide and some battleships or something between us and them, but it ain't going to matter when we get a hold of that goddamn, that nuclear arsenal that belongs to us. But this is what it's all about, man. A discounted rate, man. I mean, hell, your oil. How is it that on the world market, you look at the world market, and goddamn oil's up $67 a barrel. How come I'm only getting 15 and I ain't even getting it? It's going to these goddamn thieves. Oh, we're building communist schools to teach your children how to be perverts. To teach your children, your little boys to be little girls, and your little girls to be little boys, and some of them not even to be either or. Just whatever bathroom you want to choose, just whatever freak you want to be that day. Just turning our people into dog shit as they're fucking stealing our the wealthiest country on planet Earth, as they are raping our resources and stealing everything we have. And here we sit. We talk about it. Ain't nothing getting done, though. And there ain't nothing going to get done until we do it ourselves. And it's going to come down to the individual, because there ain't nobody out there on that white horse. There ain't nobody coming to save your ass. The only one that's going to save your ass is you. As an individual, you better be ready to fight. I mean, if you got four or five people together, if you got 20 people together, if you got 100 people you can trust together, ooh, all the better. But you better be ready as a single individual to fight these motherfuckers to the death, to kill as many of them as you can before they take you down. To make them pay preciously for every inch of ground. And once we get it all, once we get back in control of this country, then we'll have our revenge on them. And we'll have our goddamn property back. And then they will pay in ways that they can't even imagine, because we'll make up new ways. We will put our minds, the minds that created this goddamn 21st and the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st century, we'll put those minds together to find ways. Because there is no hurt that I can think of that is sufficient enough to hurt these motherfuckers for what they have done to the world. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, anybody that starts to talk to us, we're going to get our oil. Yeah, and the oil's going straight out of this fucking country. I mean, they do it right in your face. Oh, we just passed a law that had been there since the 70s. Now we can export oil. Oh, boy, all of a sudden, man, everything's open to exploration. But not when it was closed. If it had been closed like that, why do it? Because it would have been manufactured here in the United States. Only a country that was committing suicide would be doing what these fuckers are doing. You don't export a fucking tree. You don't export a board. You export a table. Fully manufactured goods. You're sitting on all the resource. They know it. This is those dirty fucking Jews, man. And that's all there is to it. And that is The Word from the Trenches.